All right, sis, I got some real talk for you today because I have been hearing on the streets that you are walking around telling people that you are going to manifest this, you are manifesting that, you are watching YouTube videos on how to manifest your relationship, how to manifest the job you want. And I got some real talk for you today, and I hope you're ready for it. I really do. I hope you are ready to pick up what I am about to put down. If you want to know why manifesting isn't working for you, I got some tea to spill. I think you're going to like it. So stick around. Listen, hang on. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? All right, guys. Okay. Listen, sis. The truth is, I have been manifesting for some time and didn't even know that's what it was, girl. Didn't even know. I have been calling it creating circumstances for optimal success. Now, the reason why the two things did not connect for me is because in my mind, I'm hearing people say, oh, I manifested this in my life. Oh, I manifested that in my life. So I'm thinking, based on the way they're saying it, how they're talking about it, the things they're talking about, and what I'm watching on YouTube, because sometimes I'm seeing things on YouTube. What I'm seeing is people who are like, I just willed this thing to happen. I just thought it. I put it on my vision board. I prayed about it. I spoke it into existence. I did all these things. And so to me, it's like they're thinking that somehow some magic happened and they thought it and it happened. It appeared. It was in front of them. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's just not true. And if you have believed that hype, I hate to be the one to bust your bubble, but I'm going to tell you why it's not working. Okay. I'm going to share with you why your manifestation process is probably not working for you. The first thing is your limiting beliefs are in the way. Before I go there first, let me just say this. If you've not done the work on yourself to understand what you truly want and why you truly want that thing, this could be one of the reasons why you're having limiting beliefs in the first place, because you're trying to do something that you either saw someone else doing or someone sort of put it in your mind that it's what you're supposed to be doing. And so you're trying to manifest somebody else's dream, sis. If that is the case, please stop podcast right now. Go back to my YouTube channel and look at some of those videos on how to put the BU in your business, how to create circumstances for optimal success for yourself, how to create a personal framework. All of that is over on my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. It is linked in the show notes, because that is the first step. If you are not clear about who you are, the value you're bringing to the table, what it is you want, and exactly why you want that thing, it is so much room in your mind for those limiting beliefs to take hold, to take root, to grow, and to be very difficult, like weeds, to get rid of. So if you are not manifesting, it could be because your limiting beliefs are in the way. Number two, you are clinging too hard to an outcome. Okay, what do I mean by this? It means you have this set thing in your mind that is supposed to happen, and it's supposed to happen a certain way, and it's got to be done, you know, by a certain amount of time, and all of these different things. And you are not giving yourself room to do what is necessary to achieve the outcome you want. You are sort of falling prey to this mindset that it has to be exactly the way you see it, or it's not going to be right. Leave room. Don't cling so hard to a certain outcome. Give yourself a little bit of space, a little bit of grace, a little bit of room to groove so that you can see what's actually supposed to happen and not try to put a square peg into a round hole. And you're just so adamant that it has to be done a certain way. When you understand what you need to do and be your best, and you understand your value, what you're bringing to the table, all of the things, and you're ready to put forth effort, Sometimes that means you have to do a little bit of learning. You've got to educate yourself on certain things so that you can adjust the actions, because sometimes you have it in your mind that things have to be done a certain way, or because you know how to do it a certain way, you think that's the way it needs to be done. But sometimes if you do a little bit of digging into the different action steps that's going to take for you to manifest what it is you want to manifest, you might find that there's a little bit of learning that needs to be done in order for you to get the outcome that you want. So don't be so married to the outcome. Don't cling so hard to it. That could be one of the reasons that you are not able to manifest what it is you want. Next, you are so obsessed with the how and the when that you can't even really get done what you want to get done. So stop obsessing with how and when you'll manifest what you want. Take the journey. I tell my clients all the time, your passion takes a journey to its purpose. Whatever it is you're trying to manifest, there may be, like I just said, room to learn, room to grow. There may be things that need to happen, some prerequisites before you can manifest something. Maybe you need to achieve one thing that's a step in your manifestation journey, and you've not done that yet. So don't be so obsessed with how things are going to get done or when things are going to get done. You need to be obsessed with learning and growing, putting one foot in front of the other and making sure that you are doing the right actions towards the end game. I talk about this in a video that's coming up where I say, you know, we get so wrapped up in productivity in terms of the actions required to manifest that we miss the boat. We're busy, we're getting things done, but it's not the right things that's going to move us towards the mark that we're trying to reach. So instead of being so obsessed with the how and the when, be more obsessed with learning about what you need to know for each action step, getting each action step right, putting one foot in front of the other, and then making sure that you are doing it within your own personal framework so that it's an authentic, organic process. The next reason that you are not manifesting, your manifestation practice isn't working, is that you're stuck in a scarcity mindset. I said it. There you go. You are afraid. You're rushing. That's why you're worried about the how and the when, because you're rushing to get something done. You think that it has to be, if you don't get it done, your time is going to, you know, you're going to miss out. You know, it's going to be over. You know, it's going to be too late. There's not going to be enough for you. Stop that. What's for you is for you. Period. Nobody can take away what is yours. Have the mindset of growth. Have the mindset, have a confident mindset. Have a, a BU mindset. Because if you put the BU in your business, everything is going to come in the time it's supposed to come in, because you're operating at your own pace. You are learning where you need to learn. You are achieving different obstacles so that you can get to the next level. And you're doing it in your own time, in your own way, at your own pace. And it is easy. It's organic. And you don't have to worry about lack. You don't have to worry about the deficit, because there's going to be a space for you. You know, just do that work up front to even understand why you're doing something. And whenever you feel like it's not going to work or you're running out of time or whatever, remember that there is no such thing as lack. Have a growth mindset. Have a prosperity mindset. Do not have a lack or a deficiency or a scarcity mindset. If that is what's happening and you're getting wrapped up in the negative self-talk, in the limiting beliefs, in the imposter syndrome, if that is what's going on in your mind, that could be a huge reason why your manifestation practice is not working. Now, one of the things that I think is very helpful with these four steps is creating amazing habits or adding to the habits that you already have. Now, I did a podcast last week or the week before, and I've also got a supplemental video on habit stacking. And I just think this is a key point here, because a lot of times when we're doing those actions required to manifest our dreams, we are operating from the position of what we've always done or something that is familiar to us, and we are afraid to do something different to get a different result. Well, when you habit stack, what you're doing is you're taking some of the habits that are working, that are pushing you forward, and you are adding on other habits that you can stack on top of the good habits that are going to help you get closer to to the manifestation object position journey destination, you're going to get closer to it because you're stacking habits on top of habits that are going to help you be productive in the way you need to be productive. So what I went ahead and did was created a workshop. It is a habit stacking guide and workbook. I've got 8 steps within this habit stacking guide. I'm sorry, it's not 8, it's 5. It's a 5-step guide to habit stacking and a supplemental workbook that goes with it. And you can grab it. I will put that in the show notes below. I just truly believe that some of these steps, the limiting beliefs, like clinging too hard to things, being obsessive about how and when, and having a scarcity mindset, all boils down to you not having a method to your madness. And if you had a clear understanding about what it is you want and why you want it, it makes it easy for you to do the work, learn the things, take the steps, and create these habits that are going to help you do it. So grab that habit stacking guide and workbook that I have created free down below. It is really, really good. I've shared it with several people, and the people that I've shared it with are like professionals, not even business owners. And they have all said in one shape, form or another that this is like reminiscent of some corporate training that they've had. So this is a high level guide and workbook that you are going to want to get your hands on. But back to some reasons why I think that your manifestation process isn't working for you. The next one is you aren't taking action to manifest your desires. You are sitting back, like I said earlier in the podcast when I did my intro, you're sitting back and you're thinking, because I'm thinking about it hard enough, because I'm praying about it hard enough, because I've spoken to enough people about it, because I am willing it to happen, that this is going to happen for me. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Faith without works is dead. The Bible even says that. So we can have all the faith in the world that we are going to manifest something, but it is important for us to get up, do the work, learn what needs to be learned, take the steps that need to be taken, put one foot in front of the other, put action towards the goal you have. And in order for you to do that, again, you have to be clear about who you are, what it is you want, why you want those things. You have to be very clear about your personal standard operating system, because that is going to be your guide and what is going to help you function in a way that makes you do the workflows, the actions that are going to get you closer to your goal. So when you think about manifesting your desires, you have to take action. I have a video that I just did that I just filmed, but I talked about mastering you, the mindset you need, and your ability to manifest. So I talked about this in that video. It's coming up. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe, because I'm not sure when that video is going to come out. But in it, I'm talking about this. You've got to master you. Then once you've mastered you, it's easier for you to do the work to change the mindset. As I said, going from a scarcity mindset to a growth mindset or a prosperity mindset, that is going to make it easier for you to do that when you understand, when you've mastered you. Then once you've mastered you and you've created the right mindset, or you have a practice for staying within the right mindset, then you can put forth the right amount of action to help you manifest what it is you want to desire. But honey, if you're sitting back thinking that you can just will something to happen, or you can just pray it to happen, or you can just, you know, talk about it enough and it happens, or you could do a vision board and it happens, and then it happens, it's just not the case. So that's what I told you. I've got some real talk for you. It might be hard to hear, but sometimes the truth often is. The next thing is your environment is toxic. That could be a reason why you are not able to manifest your dreams or your desires. You are in a place, you are in a toxic environment. You are in a place where you cannot be creative. You cannot think. You cannot hear yourself coming up with the ideas. You have people telling you that you are not good enough. You have people telling you that you aren't ready. You have people questioning your desires and the things that you want to do. In this instance, if you can't get away from this environment, that is why it is so imperative for you to understand your value and do that mastering you piece. Because sometimes it's going to be hard. You're going to run into naysayers. There are going to be people who just don't believe you have what it takes to do what it is you're trying to manifest. And it may be true, it may not be true, I don't know. But if you believe in your spirit, if you know that you have the strengths, that you have created your personal framework, and you know that this falls within your wheelhouse, and you are willing to do the work to get this thing done, then you have to be able to overcome the naysayers. You have to use what you know about yourself, your value, and you have to use that to overcome this toxic environment if you cannot remove yourself from it. Now, here's the other thing. Here's another reason why you might not be able to manifest. You're bossing in the wrong stage. You're bossing in the wrong stage. I have a whole quiz to teach you if you are bossing in the right stage. It asks you a series of questions, and then it gives you the stage of bossing you should be in and how you should be communicating with that group of people. Now, what do I mean by stage of bossing? A lot of us are entrepreneurs, we're business owners, and you get to a stage in your business, whether you are a think up, you're just thinking up your business, you're a startup, you started it, but you really haven't really gotten your footing. Maybe you are a level up. Maybe you have been in business for a minute and you're ready to level up. Maybe you are an up level where you are a revenue positive business and you are ready to really take your business to a whole different level. And that is something that you need to do. Either way, whatever stage you're in, there's a group that you need to be talking to. But if you are in a specific stage and you are talking to the wrong group, you're not going to get where you want to go. So it's important to understand where you are supposed to be. Now, you could also think of this as attracting the law of attraction. You know, positive attracts positives. You know, certain attitudes attract certain attitudes. So when you're thinking about the stage of bossing that you're in, you want to think about where you are in your business, what your mindset is. And not only is that going to help you find the right environment to be in, the right people to be around, but it's also going to make sure that if you're in business, if you want to manifest something in your business and you're talking to the right people, you're in the right stage of bossing and you're talking to the people in that stage, it's going to make it easier for you. If you are not talking to the right people, maybe they're not ready for what you have, or maybe you're not ready for what they need, then you're not going to be able to manifest your dream or your desire. So operating in the right stage or bossing in the right stage is going to be good information to have. So again, I put that quiz down below. You can take that quiz and determine what stage of bossing you're actually in. And then that'll help you kind of move and shake in the right area, saying the right things, talking to the right people, making the right moves. And then lastly, the last thing I'll say as a reason why you're not able to manifest your desires or dreams, well, your why, you're the reason. It's you. You don't have clarity on your true why. You haven't answered the question about your why right now. You don't know. These questions haven't been answered. So you are trying to manifest something that you don't have clarity around yourself. You that's, again, mastering you, understanding what you need, why you want things, why it's important for you to manifest it right now. If you're just hanging on to something because somebody told you to do it, or you just kind of threw something out there without giving it much thought, the same is going to be true for your actions toward the thing. There's not going to be a lot of intentionality there. So be intentional. Understand why you want to do this and understand why right now. Answer those questions. And that might be something that helps you manifest your dreams or your desires. All right. That does it for this week's podcast. I really just wanted to help you with this question because, sis, listen, manifesting is not what people have been telling you. It's not the pie in the sky, candy, you know, cotton candy cloud, you know, just wish it, hope it, dream it, put it on a vision board and it happens. It takes action. It really takes you doing the work. And I hope that some of these points that I made for you today, if you find yourself in any of these areas, then first thing I would say is you should subscribe to my YouTube channel because I talk about putting the BU in your business and really understanding where your value comes from and how to apply that value to what it is you want to do. I say putting the BU in your business. I would also consider grabbing that habit stacking guide that I shared with you. It's going to be in the show notes. And I would also suggest if you are an entrepreneur to take that quiz, take the Boston in the stages of entrepreneurship quiz that I have, because It could help you decide whether or not you're talking to the right people. And that could be the key thing right there, is just making sure you're talking to the right people. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Here we are talking about how you can constantly evolve and be open to those failures, because it's in those failures where you will find your answers to success. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to you coming back and joining me again next week. Bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.